The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful swearing.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. My name's Jeff. Joining me this week, J.C. Carter.
Hello.
And Tiffany Steckbell.
Hi.
Did I put enough gravitas on that?
You did.
I put a little growl there at the end. I know how much you like that.
I love it.
Hi, everybody. We got some serious shit to talk about today. But for all of the that we're going to go through in the next hour, I have ended with at least two pieces of good news. Maybe three. I don't remember.
That's nice.
Yeah. So some pretty good news.
It's a big day today.
It's... Oh, yeah.
It's your birthday.
Oh, I was going to say Arsenal's playing Newcastle today. And I can't watch it.
I should have said it's my...
Because I don't speak Spanish.
I should have said it's my playoff game. It's a big day today.
Big day. Big
Aces
playoff.
Play.
Who are they playing against?
It's a very special day.
The Fever.
See what I got? I did. Oh, no. That's the first time.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. What were we watching last night?
Steven Spielberg documentary.
No, what did we watch the last time basketball was on?
Mercury versus Lynx.
Oh, okay.
With Cheryl Reeve got kicked out. She got ejected from the game.
Oh, that's right. So I'm thinking back several days is what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is our final. If we win, we're done. We
move
on.
This is game four. Right?
This is
because they
three.
Lost the first one, and then they won two more. And so if they win this one, it's the fourth
yeah.
one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And that's very exciting. And what's weird about it is like, Caitlin Clark's been, not been able to play for months now.
Oh, she's been out for the season. They have so many injuries, but their bench just has come alive.
Yeah, which is nice for the bench.
Yeah.
Does it talk?
Sometimes it talks
the bench.
Back.
It's alive. I was making it a little. It's all
I
right.
know.
I'm tired, and it's been a long day already.
The only thing that makes me upset is they're showing all the games, which I think is great, but they're doing it on ESPN or ABC, which we don't have, but we pay for the app, but I have to wait because I don't have ESPN.
Yeah, let me tell you about that. We were paying, and it runs out this month, ESPN, but we weren't paying enough to ESPN to unlock the women's basketball games.
That was
$39.99 a month. We were paying what, $14.99 a month for ESPN Plus. So maybe, just maybe, gentlemen out there running sports leagues and shit, maybe, maybe if you want people to watch women's sports, put it on fucking television where we can actually watch women's fucking sports. I'm mad about basketball, but I'm fucking livid about women's soccer right now and how fucking hard it is to find. Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
Does women's Major League Soccer in the United States need to be on seven different fucking paywall channels? No. What the fuck? Who's doing these television deals? It is almost as frustrating to me as trying to watch an Arsenal game live. Which apparently I can only do not on the cock, peacock, the cock, the cock. oh my God. I know what I'm calling it from now on. But yeah, it's on over on Paramount Plus, and it's a Champions League game. So, you know, I mean, that's just it. I've got all of these fucking dudes. These dude bros, these sportos, just talking about how women's sports can't fucking bring in the viewership. We'll put it somewhere where people can fucking watch it.
Yep.
I'm apparently upset about women's sports today.
I love it.
Okay. I'm here for you, babe.
Trinity Rodman's back, too.
Oh, good. She got hurt.
Yeah, she's back.
Okay. That'd be great if I could see a fucking game she's in.
Well, there's that.
So. Well, I have tried really hard this year to try and get behind our home team, try and get behind the Royals. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have. You've been watching them.
Well, I've been trying to. Yeah. It's like there's like a game on Prime, and then there's a game over here, and then there's a game over here, and then none for three games, and then another one, you know, and it's just, it's a lot of stack deck bullshit, and it really pisses me off, you know? I have a wife, I have a daughter, I have several stepdaughters, I think six, how many kids?
I have no idea, but there's a lot of them.
Yeah, you have so many kids.
So many.
So many kids between the two of us. Where else are we? I think I'm grumpy because I'm off the Adderall.
Oh.
Yeah. I couldn't afford the doctor's appointment to go and get my script redone, and they won't do it by talking to me on the phone. So, see you later, concentration. See you later, getting shit done.
See, a good mood, I guess. Are you going to be in a bad mood now?
Oh, my God. Ever? That's so mean.
Well, you just said it.
That I'm in a bad mood?
Yeah.
Well, I am about women's sports.
Oh.
But I got to be honest with you, babe. Women's sports is not foremost on my mind most of the time.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I know it is. Yours.
It is.
It is. let's do this. A couple of little things happened. One feels like local news, but it kind of bleeds into the other. And that is the Mormon president of the church and prophet, seer, and revelator, whatever the hell they call them anymore, Nelson, died at 101 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We found out this morning, that the Mormon church filed a brief asking the Supreme Court to let them be mean to trans people, that if trans people, you know, become any kind of a protected class because they're a super fucking minority, they're less than 1% of the fucking population. Mm-hmm. Well, that's getting in the way of the Mormons being able to discriminate out loud. And they would like the mm-hmm. Supreme Court to codify their hatred, just like Jesus said in the Gospels.
Exactly what Jesus said to do.
Yeah.
Hate one another.
Hate them. Hit them. Hurt them. Kill them. That's Jesus right there for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking obscene, and it just drives me fucking nuts. And then, to top it all off, there was a shooting in Michigan at a Mormon church.
Yeah.
Yep. Guy drove his fucking car.
A shooting, and it sounds like the guy started a fire there, too.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I am behind, because we did something else in between. But so we'll talk about all of that more next week, because... You know, the show got locked about 14 hours ago. Actually, no, I did it early this morning, so it got locked about 8 hours ago.
Yeah.
but no, those are important, you know, especially another shooting. The last time the Mormons spent a bunch of money going after people from the LGBTQ community, it blew up in their face, and marriage is now currently legal. Mm-hmm. Marriage equality is currently legal. So
currently.
Maybe. Currently. Just maybe. It's a good thing that the Mormons have taken it because they tend to fuck everything up. I don't know. Like the Gospels and message of Jesus fucking Christ. Mm-hmm. Idiots. Just hateful fucking idiots. Yeah. What the fuck?
So Trump Truth Socialed out about the shooting and said, this epidemic of violence in America needs to stop, in all caps. And I'm like, there's an easy way to do it, Donnie, but you won't do it.
Nope. Are you talking about suicide?
Well, that would help.
That would help a lot. As long as he took a bunch of people with him.
Yeah. Maybe he'd fall on
them. So they had a pretty bad authoritarian government in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Over the last 10 years or so. the president of the Philippines is now at The Hague awaiting trial for crimes against humanity. And when I heard that, I'm like, oh my God, what a wonderful fantasy to see Donnie and the couch fucker and the neo-Nazi and the drunken guy all, oh, and the dog shooter all taken to The Hague for crimes against humanity. Oh, what a wonderful thing that would be.
Wouldn't it
would it? Never happen because America's too powerful of a country, but oh my God, that would be so fucking awesome.
Oh, you know what though? If we got a Democratic president, mm-hmm. Senate and House, you know yeah. what we could do? Nothing, because it'd be feckless Nothing. And pointless the whole goddamn time.
They would do not. They wouldn't do a goddamn thing. Yeah.
Yep. Now I will walk this back as we jump into our first story. A few weeks ago, I made a comment about the fact that you know, it's also on Biden a little bit to have not released the Epstein files. They mm-hmm. were court locked until until like right before inauguration. Or right
well,
after.
Well, that makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because I was like, why the fuck didn't Biden do this? And then it turns out, oh, he couldn't. He was obeying the law.
Which he often did.
Remember when we had presidents that did that?
I mean, I kind of do. I mean, the last one did. He mm-hmm. was pretty good. You know, and then the guy before him was a fucking train wreck. Not as bad as the guy we have now, but the guy before Biden was pretty bad.
Yep.
And then the guy yeah. before that guy...
Oh,
I miss him so much.
Miss him so much.
Miss him every day.
Every day. It's impossible not to miss me. So anyway, in Arizona, a nice lady got elected. Adelita Grijalva. I fucked that up. She defeated Daniel Gutierrez, Republican, on Tuesday for the race for the 7th District for the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. It means now that the House petition demanding the Department of Justice release the Epstein files will now have 218 signatures required to trigger the vote. Okay? Mike Johnson has decided to delay swearing in Adelita.
Yes, he has.
Grijalva. I'm going with that. Grijalva. That sounds good. Yeah?
Yeah.
There's a J in there. Ha. That's
Grijalva.
A J.
Yeah. Grijalva.
Yeah. And he's doing that to block that final signature on the Epstein petition. Once again, showing that, by the way, there's more than 200 Republicans in that fucking room. Any mm-hmm. one of which could be this tie-breaking vote. But no, they're all afraid of the tangerine tantrum.
Yep, every yep. one of them. I, you know, the big thing about Grijalva is, I mean, they led in HuffPost about, oh, well, it means we'll get the Epstein files released. Yes, and that is important. However, it's also important that she won in the 7th District in Arizona against a deep incumbent in Arizona.
Yep.
And that could, I'm not getting my hopes up because I've learned my lesson. But it could signal a possible flip going forward if we can, if people are that fed up. But this happened in a special election when people are really pissed off. When you, by the time you get to November, it's usually pretty calm. You know what I mean?
Yep. So let me do this.
The Republicans go out of their way to calm shit down. We'll probably have a government shutdown, which they'll say, oh, we'll see, this is Democrats' fault. Yeah.
Well, they're gonna.
Mm-hmm.
And it is if we don't capitulate.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I want it to be the Democrats' fault. For
so
once.
we got a quote from Grijalva in an exclusive interview with Midas Touch, which is an online outlet I like quite a bit. She says, I was looking at the example of now Representative Walkinshaw from Virginia, who was elected 2 weeks ago Tuesday. And that following Wednesday, less than 24 hours later, was sworn in and with unofficial results. It literally says so. The congressman who was introducing him, like, here's unofficial results, but it's not disputed and was approved without objection. So for me, this Chicana from Tucson Apparently, the rules have now changed in 2 weeks, and we're being asked for official results, and there's conversations with the Secretary of State. So I'm wondering why in 2 weeks the rules are so different, and maybe it has something to do with the fact that I'm number 218. I don't know. I don't know.
It has exactly everything to do with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. It's disgusting. It's disgusting behavior. This is Mitch McConnell. You know,
yeah.
This is him stealing a Supreme Court seat.
This is that playbook all over again. And it's the fact that they can do it and be non-apologetic about it and not care about fairness, not care about any of that shit, because that it just gives them their power, keeps them in power no matter what.
And I would say this would be a great time for Democrats to go out onto the floor of the House and raise a little hell, but they're on recess until fucking October.
Yeah.
So... great.
And we've seen in some cases their version of raising a little hell is a strongly worded letter, so I'm not holding my breath, but maybe if we can get AOC, get her back quick enough, she could raise some hell along with a couple of the other members of the squad, the surviving members of the squad, come in and just say, fuck you, you're going to do this, you're going to do it right, Johnson.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. I would think so. I'm going to change the order real quick and go to Trump has ordered deployment of troops into Portland, authorizing full force in violation of the Posse Comitatus Act of 1874.
Yep.
It's completely against the law what he's doing. And this is the third time that he has broken the law, and Republicans, well, they do nothing but take the knees.
Yep.
If you know what I mean. That's why they all have
both knees.
Cheeto
they
powder
both
all over
knees.
Their bits.
Yep, exactly.
But yeah, Trump ordered the deployment of troops to Portland, authorizing use of full force if needed to suppress protests targeting immigration detention centers. What this is about 100 or so protesters that are doing it every day out in front of the ICE facility. It's less than a quarter of a block of people.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the city is beautiful, pristine, and weird as always.
It's the same thing that happened in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, there were protesters, yes. There were people going out of their way to blocking ICE's efforts, but the rest of the city was fine. But as soon as federal agents, these agents of his are inconvenienced, it's like, oh, we have to stop this lawlessness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horse shit. In Glasgow, they will have, when they hear that immigration is coming, usually for apartments that are there that usually have migrants in them.
Sure.
The people of Glasgow will actually, there are people in Glasgow who will surround the apartment and just won't let them in. And there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, you try and get a lot of Glaswegians to do something about moving the fuck out of the way. Not going to happen.
Exactly. It's not going to, we're not moving anywhere. And they just basically cock block them from getting in, and then the British government's like, "Well, just go home. We'll figure out some other way to take care of it."
Yep. Yeah. Charlie Kirk is still dead. Cue trumpets, I guess. And a bunch of Republicans are going on tour to fulfill his dates. Yep. coming up today as this drops, Michael Knowles from Daily Wire will be at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. Wednesday, fucking Megyn Kelly and Governor Youngkin from Virginia are at Virginia Tech. September 30th, Senator Mike Lee, smells like pee, and Governor Spencer Cox, Caillou Cox, will be at Utah State University. On October 7th, the gubernatorial candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ohio gubernatorial candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy. Remember that little shit?
Yep.
He rapped, and all the rappers with the original songs are like, oh, no, 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 no. You are not a rapper. You are Vivek. And what Vivek is, I believe, is a hip-hop word for you suck worse than White Jeff.
Yes.
That'd be me.
That'd be you.
Yeah. Because you know what I can't do? I can't rap.
I can't rap.
I got to tell you, it hurts a little. I wish I could.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could. Anyway, Tucker Carlson wrapping up the week at Indiana University in Bloomington. So,
where he'll once again be demanding to know Pete Buttigieg's sexuality. Yes.
I want to know what questions he wants to ask where he thinks he can stump Pete Buttigieg on gay sex.
Yeah.
What questions, Tucker? What do you got? Tuck. Oh. Maybe when he's tanning his perineum, he tucks.
It's possible.
Yeah, who knows? That could just be his thing. Anyway, doing the J Muse Buffalo Bill thing.
Yeah.
Do you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me.
Let's take a break. We'll be back on the other side with more bad news.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, JC and Jeff assemble to help you escape from the madness of life for an hour. In Tinseltown, we remember Robert Redford. Stan Lee has been resurrected. Excelsior! Natasha Lyonne and Matt Berry are a force majeure.
That's going to be a fantastic show.
We watched Honey Don't, The Sting, Peacemaker, and Superman. In comics, DC canceled Red Hood because of Charlie Kirk.
That is a fair assessment of that story.
Two distributors are picking up the slack after Diamond and Ad Populum.
Which I also think is Charlie Kirk's fault.
Greg Rucka described what it was like to work for DC during New 52.
I imagine much like Doge.
Review Phoenix number 15, The Batman Second Night number 1, and Radical, My Year with a Socialist Senator.
Yeah, let's keep all that politics out of our pop culture.
All that or the return of Witcher. Face Front True Believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on comicbookpodcast.com and almost anywhere that you can find podcasts.
So two nuns are riding their bikes down a road. One kind of looks around and then says to the other nun, I don't think I've come this way before. The second nun says, must be the cobblestone. So, yeah, it's my birthday.
It is.
As I'm getting older, I'm getting less and less excited about birthdays. When I was in my 20s, birthdays were great. You know, we'd go out on the town. I'd try and get our buddy Mike to book us a gig so we had somewhere to play. Just something, you know.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I'll admit it that I'm a little trepidatious about mortality. You know, I am watching in the news when we do the news roundup or the obituary roundup on the comic book show. For some reason, I murdered it and brought it back.
Yep.
Just on slow news weeks.
It's never leaving.
Well, death is ever present.
Mm-hmm.
Death is ever present.
One of the two guarantees in life, right?
Yeah. So, you know, if somewhere in your deep, deep thinking, you're like, I should get that bell guy a present, just pop over to leftshow.com and pick any of those ways to donate that are on that website. Mm-hmm. They're just right there. That'll help us out. That'll help us keep paying for stuff. I have SSL certificates coming due. I've got some domains that need to be paid for, domain names that need to be paid for, including the important ones. That's all coming up, and we could always use a little bit of help there. And if worse comes to worse, and you don't want to donate, join us on Patreon over at patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. And you'll hear this again at the end of the show, but every week that we record, we put special content on there for you guys to listen to. And it's fun because when I post it late or forget to post it, I get emails saying, where the fuck's my Patreon? And it's like, it's a coming. There used to be a one-day delay. Mm-hmm. So the Left Show's Patreon would come out on Tuesday. The Comic Book Show's Patreon would come out on Wednesday. And enough people were like, where's my shit? I was like, okay, fine. I'll do them same day. You know, that's fine.
You should also, you know, for Jeff's birthday, go to mondayinamerica.com and buy his book.
Ooh,
buy the book.
Great
it's Monday
idea.
In America.
I appreciate that. I found out that it is perfect. Perfect. You can read one chapter per poop.
Yep.
That's it.
The essays are the perfect length for being on the shitter, is what Bobby D said. So yeah.
There's a couple in there for when you're having a bad day
yeah.
that are a little longer.
You're a little backed up. You're trying to, yeah.
You know, when you're doing your grunt and groan.
Oh.
I'm sorry, babe.
It's okay. You usually just text me to turn the TV up louder.
Yep. It's the fact that we have two toilets at this place, and one is like 30 feet walk away from wherever you are. I don't fart in front of her unless I'm asleep and have no control. Right. I will get up and leave the room and then come back 2 minutes later, because that's just, I don't. My least favorite part of Blazing Saddles is the campfire scene. I'm not one of those guys that thinks farts are funny. I don't. I never have. I don't think they're hilarious. I don't think a Dutch oven. I think that's a war crime.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I agree.
And I don't know about you, but I've been trying to give up my war crimes. You know, it's a long slog, day by day, hour by hour. No more war crimes, Belle.
It's a good one.
It's a tough one, man. That's a tough habit to break.
You know, you got to set standards for yourself.
It's harder than smoking to stop doing the war crimes.
No, it really wasn't. Honestly, smoking was harder.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, I'll just throw out a war crime on my way to the grocery store. I mean, what are you going to do? But cigarettes in the car, boy, that was tough to quit.
Yeah, unfortunately, the side effect of GLP-1 is gas, so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes a lot of days make a lot of sense.
Yeah, imagine so.
In my past, I don't have any more. I mean, it's. I mean, we're.
You haven't been on a GLP-1 for a year now, but still.
Oh no, I went on it for a few free weeks, couple of months over the summer.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, okay. Right before everything just totally tanked and went to shit. Mm-hmm. The insurance was covering it. It was, you know, it was $20.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure, yeah, I'll fucking take it. And I just got sicker and sicker and sicker. And so when I finished that last pen, I just stopped. I mean, mostly because I can't afford it. But, you know, I mean, that's the beauty of it all, I suppose. You know, the American system, where it's like, oh, I'm poor and nearly homeless. Let's go ahead and make sure I can't see the doctor and get new meds. Awesome sauce. The sauce is awesome. All right. This was a big week. Jimmy Kimmel came back. We were pretty exercised about that. I had a feeling he'd be back. And then Sinclair and Nexstar both were like, well, we're still not playing him because he said mean things about Charlie Kirk. And then somebody asked them, what was it that he said that was mean about Charlie? And they didn't have an answer because he didn't.
He didn't say anything mean about Charlie Kirk.
No, he said nice shit.
Goddamn word.
He said nice shit. Man, I should be pissed about that. But then, you know. He got fired.
I mean, he said human shit. He's like, there's no, you know, that's a horrible thing to have had happen. And let's think about his wife and kids. You know, I mean, that's a nice human thing to say about an inhuman individual.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
A piece of shit.
So
human garbage.
Yeah.
Look at me over here trying to get Trump to arrest me. Come on, fatty. Put on a fresh diaper and chase me. And let me tell you something, if my speed going up and down stairs is any indication, it's gonna be a pretty slow chase.
Yep.
But I'm pretty sure you will heart attack before I do.
He barely made it up those stairs.
Didn't get him.
Oh dude, yep. You know, I mean, what kind of a week is it that we have when the elevator story doesn't even make the fucking top 15?
I know.
Or the top 12.
I know.
But yeah, it was the best part of me was the day and a half of them. We'll find out which employee at the UN did this and we'll bomb their house. And then it turns out it was a staffer running two steps at a time to try and get to the top before Trump got to the bottom. That
because he was doing a documentary thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had too much weight or something, and he triggered the thing, and the thing went, oh, whoa, sit down, fatty.
Yeah.
And turned itself off. Meanwhile, they're out threatening some guy that doesn't exist, but who probably had a name that wasn't Anglo.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Look, I'm so sorry that your guy can't climb stairs with a straight face. Because Melania didn't even fucking budge, which makes me think she's a mannequin now. You know, with little robot legs like a Herbie Hancock video. Bow, bow.
Well, she sort of stopped and went, all right, I walk. So she started walking. Donnie had to make a big court case out of the whole fucking thing. That was funny.
With that Levitt lady out there backing him up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out what happened and we'll bring doom upon them. Well, did your staffer get fired then?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like Fatty Blatty triggered the weight sensor by running up the goddamn stairs, which, by the way, your fucking president couldn't do.
There's a way you trip. You could trip it when you get to the top if you kick that, or, you know, where the steps go in.
Yeah.
If you kick that just right and just hard enough, and nobody can ever do it on purpose, it's always on accident. If you kick it just right and just hard enough, it will trigger the thing to say shut down. Something's caught. Something has been jammed in here.
You know what?
And
yeah. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shut right down when you jam something in me. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Why is there a Trump staffer over here?
But I tell you, you know, the easiest way to get me to start watching a dude is you know, have him fired for free speech and bring him back. Now I'm going to watch Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I watched that first. I don't watch late night TV like that. I always watch it later, like in the daytime.
No, I watched it the next day on Hulu both times. Yeah.
Well, you had to because you were in a Sinclair area and they didn't start playing it until days later. Now,
we're a West Star. We're actually West Star for.
Oh, Next Star because Sinclair West owns Star's Channel 2.
West Star's our ABC because Sinclair is our NBC, I think.
Sinclair is our NBC. Wait, no.
Yeah.
No, they're our CBS.
They're our CBS, yes. That's right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how we get it fucked up. There's only like two television station owners left.
Yep.
You know, and you got Paramount Plus wants to buy Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. That was my favorite John Oliver moment last week when that news broke.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Basically, Kimmel came back, gave a glorious monologue where he once again decried gun violence in America, especially as pointed at Charlie Kirk.
Yep.
Brought that up again and then tore into the Trump administration and there was a whole set of new assholes throughout the cabinet. It was glorious. It was wonderful and I liked it. But what it proved was is that the cancel Disney movement worked. They lost almost $4.5 billion in subscriptions in a couple of days. At which point they're like, put him on the air. Good God, put him on the air.
I think my favorite moment was Kimmel saying, I have a message that Disney is requiring me to give. He pulls out a piece of paper. To reactivate your Disney Plus subscription, please go to DisneyPlus.com. I was like, yes.
It was good. But yeah, you know what? Protests can work. Protests can work when they hurt somebody's wallet.
Yep.
I respect the shit out of 5051. I respect the shit out of Elevate. Please, what I'm about to say has nothing to do with how important protests are.
Yeah.
Protests are very important. Do they work? No, not really. Unless you can so completely inconvenience the people in charge. It's why I get pissed when protests block traffic. It's like all you're doing is pissing off the people. You need to be on your side. None of those fucking lawmakers that are doing the bad shit are in those fucking cars. You're just inconveniencing citizens who are going to go, well, fuck the lefties. They made me late for work.
Yep.
You know, or because they're Republicans, I had a grinder meetup and I didn't get there on time. But don't tell anybody. I mean, I don't know if we talked about it last week or not, but at the Charlie Kirk Memorial down in Arizona, the local grinder servers crashed. Flagstaff, was it?
Flagstaff.
Flagstaff, I think. But yeah, Grindr in Arizona went down because all of those Republicans were there to say goodbye to a guy who hated gay people.
Huh. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, because the Disney boycott was a good one. And it hit them hard, and it hit them hard and fast.
Yeah.
Which is good. But, like, we've done the, you know, Chick-fil-A for years, and they're still franchising out everywhere. And we've done Target, but I guess we don't stick to it long enough, so.
No, yeah. Target's coming around. They've lost billions. I just don't think Chick-fil-A has. I know too many... And I'm going to say this very carefully. I know too many good people who let their morality slip when it comes to second-rate chicken nuggets and boring-ass chicken sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just do, and they're good people. Like my sister, who was like, "Well, I was at Chick-fil-A the other day," and I'm like, "You have relatives in the LGBTQ plus community?" And she goes, "I don't care. I want my chicken."
I don't care. I like my Chick-fil-A.
I'll give money to some other organization. It's like, that's just not...
I love my
They're taking
burger.
The money that you give them to African countries and teaching them to kill gay people. That's what Chick-fil-A does with their money.
Mm-hmm.
You give that money to fucking Utah Pride Center, all they're going to do is hire yet another five-week executive director.
Yeah.
You know? You're not offsetting anything. You're getting people murdered with your chicken. Because you have to have fried chicken. There's a lot of chicken places. And I'm in Spanish Fork, Utah, where I was told by an authority, it's chicken shops and car washes. That's all this town is. And if you drive around, it is true. Except for the In-N-Out, which always has a line of about 40 fucking cars. Jesus Christ, guys. You can get shitty fries anywhere.
We were leaving somebody's place out in Salem. Kind of got a little lost getting back to the freeway. Finally found our way back, and then we were like, both of us were hungry. We're like, let's just stop somewhere. We were in Spanish Fork, so we hit Raising Cane's. Oh. It was right there off the freeway, and we thought it was pretty good. I mean, the best thing about Raising Cane's are the different sauces. Otherwise, it's boring chicken fingers. But
yeah. They only got one sauce.
Oh, no, wait, maybe it's not Racy Cane's. Maybe it's the other one.
Zaxby's.
It could have been Zaxby's. Something like that, where they
Zaxby's
had,
has lots of sauce.
I was going to say, I didn't know we had Raising Cane's here.
I don't know. I don't.
I don't think.
We had to look that. That's your favorite chicken place.
I really do like that.
Yeah.
Which one?
She likes Raising Cane's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much.
Mine's Popeye's.
Yeah, Jeff's that too.
I just like fried chicken. And but it's like KFC is like my fourth or fifth choice these days because no matter how good it tastes, that grease always makes me sick. I know it does you too.
It's a week in the bathroom if I have KFC.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And it doesn't fucking matter. It's like I will be sick for a week. Yeah.
What's the difference between cooking in oil and pressure cooking in oil?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
it really is. It really is.
So one of
you get extra infusion of oil by pressure cooking.
Yeah, it changes the molecular structure of the chicken, but holy shit, does it taste good.
Yep.
And when I was working fixing espresso machines, we used to have to go to KFC to fix their big hot water dispensers because that's what they use to make the potatoes because they're all powdered. KFC's potatoes are powdered.
Mm-hmm.
Which I get. I'll eat a powdered potato. I don't give a fuck. I can do it.
Yeah.
You can't stop me. Okay. Got a couple more to finish out of the segment. A little boy. Cute kid. Look at this kid. Isn't he adorable?
He is so cute.
He's an adorable kid.
Is a fucking hero. He was at school. He's 11 years old. He's at school. And one of his buddies had brought a gun to school. So this kid immediately dismantled the gun so that it could not shoot. How did he dismantle the gun? Because he was taught gun safety by a responsible member of his family.
Yes.
So he takes the gun apart. Then they go and tell a teacher. Well, he didn't tell a teacher first. So they expelled him for a year. A year. Now, what is it about this adorable young person that we are looking at? What is it about him that makes you think the knee-jerk reaction was to kick him out for a year? Any guesses, anybody?
I wonder.
Could it be he's non-Caucasian?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought it might be the little braided hair he's got going on, you know. Maybe.
Yeah, white people do that too. It's really gross.
Yeah, that's true.
White people with dreads and braids and stuff just crack me up.
What I love about this kid is he reacted so quickly to it. It was like, nope, dismantle the gun, take the bullets out. Just yep. 1, 2, 3. And like, you didn't tell a teacher. Yeah, because there was a fucking gun in my coming at me. I was going to take it away from the guy. A load of shit.
And then another little piece, and we're just going to kind of end the segment on this one because we got about a minute and a half left. But there's this douche canoe named Trevor Lee here in Utah. He's in the State House of Representatives. He's a garbage human. I have challenged him to a fight several times now, and he has not even acknowledged it because he's also a weak little coward.
Yes.
But he hates gays, and he really hates trans people. So I would like to punch him in the mouth. That's one of the reasons why I keep saying, come box with me. We'll get a referee. Yep. We'll do it in a ring. We'll have a crowd. If you beat me up, imagine, because I'm bigger than you, how cool it'll look to beat up a 53-year-old fat guy with diabetes and bad knees. Seriously, dude, I am an open target. You can talk about whipping the libs. Come on.
Who was it who took on Tyson recently?
Oh, Jake Paul.
Yeah, so you could be just as famous as Jake Paul, Trevor, if you come fight Jeff.
Okay, well, no.
you'd be Utah famous as Trevor Paul. You'd be the Utah Trevor Paul if you take on.
There you go, buddy. I'll take that. Yeah.
Yeah,
but he wants to rename our Harvey Milk Boulevard to Charlie Kirk Boulevard.
What the fuck?
Yeah, fuck that.
Mormons love their hate, don't they? That's why they can't stop eating that fucking Chick-fil-A. God damn it.
Hate burger.
Anyway, look it up online, folks. Utah Representative Trevor Lee. Get his number. Get his address. Let him hear it.
Yep.
Yep. All right. We'll be back on the other side with a little bad news and then some good news.
Hallelujah.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the shows. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com. DEFEN.
Reason you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then, here's some more of that, I suppose.
Well, one of the cool things that happened over this last week was JC went to the Utah Starfuckers Festival down there at the Salt Palace.
The Salty Palace.
The Salty Palace for the Starfuckers Festival. Yep. I'm just still pissed that no one's invited me back, but apparently you have to ask. I didn't know that. What are you going to do?
You kind of... Yeah, so I guess the way I got back in, they always put out a thing for you to pitch panels, and I've actually had success in getting that picked up because I'm like, well, this is something they'll respond to, so I usually do that. And then on top of that, this time around, they threw me into the panelist group where you could go and select panels that had open spots. Cause a lot of them don't have a lot of them. They just pick their own people.
Nice.
I think the one I saw last night, Jake Black probably picked his own people for it. So, yeah.
Well, what I was going to say is if you listen to tomorrow's The Comic Book Podcast, the world's greatest comic book podcast, at thecomicbookpodcast.com, you can hear a very lengthy treatise on all the cool shit that was happening there this year. And that's just the cool shit that you saw.
That is.
Yeah.
There was so much. It's a fairly, I mean, it's no San Diego Comic-Con, but I mean, yeah. There's a lot going on there. And yeah.
It's busy and panels are fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun.
Yep.
What else have we got? Okay, so every once in a while, someone I just really hate, and I do mean hate, says something that I agree with, and I feel all dirty for a little while. And this is one of those times. Trump went to the UN. Trump went to the UN and just shot his fucking mouth off for an hour. Somehow or another, not only escalator, he was pissed off that the teleprompter didn't work and he blamed the UN for that. Turns out it's White House staffers that do the teleprompter at the UN. Each speaker has their own AV team. So not only did they fuck him on the elevator, they fucked him with the teleprompters, and all they did was blame foreigners, because that's what they do.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Trump went on this rampage against the UN. Right?
And I did like him going off about, you know, you were supposed to hire me to do your renovation, and I would have given you all this beautiful stuff, and you don't get it now.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I thought that was funny.
That was funny. Like, didn't like that part.
Yep.
My part with him was, he's like, what does the UN do? Writes a sternly worded letter? Those don't work, which immediately puts to mind Chuck fucking Schumer.
Yep.
And every sternly worded letter, he's like, well, we sent a very strong letter. We sent a very strongly worded letter. Trump's over here talking to the leaders of the fucking world.
Yep.
Going, aren't fucking strongly worded letters hilarious? Aren't they great? Oh, when I'm all out of classified files to wipe my ass with, a strongly worded letter from Chuck Schumer really hits the brown eye.
Yep. Just makes so much better for me.
Yeah. It's just nuts. I don't know. I got my problems with the UN. If the UN were doing its job, they would have come down with both feet on Netanyahu ages ago.
Mm.
You know? Probably November 7th. Give him a month to kill as many people as he wants and then go, dude, seriously, you're fucking psycho. But instead, so far, we've had some strongly worded letters.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of angry protests. Ireland's doing great. They recognize Palestine as a state. I think France just did. England is going to. You know, so it's way too slow. It's finally starting to move in a direction. And then Trump pops up and he's just like, meh. I mean, one of the stories that didn't make it, because there's no need to, was Netanyahu went to the UN and like half of the people there walked out when he got up to the lectern.
Yep. Got up and left.
It's like, fuck this guy.
Fuck this guy. Yep.
You know? Whereas, you know, if Hitler himself were to pop up at the UN, he'd probably be sitting with what's her name? Our UN ambassador. I cannot remember her name all of a sudden. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
Not like she's doing any work.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just,
I like that he brought up the... I'm like, hey, Schumer, pay attention to what he just said about strongly worded letters. Maybe stop doing it.
Yep. Yeah, his trio of concerns included the escalator stoppage, teleprompter mm-hmm. malfunctioning, and the sound system glitching throughout his remarks. No, what you did was you mumbled your stroke face too close to the microphone and got static feedback. That's what happened.
Yep. That's what happened. Yeah.
I swear, people just don't even know me. It's Sunday. I'm recording. Why are you calling me?
Because it's your birthday.
Fuck that. Call after three. Jesus Christ. It's not that fucking hard a concept. I have been doing this for 15 fucking years. I am busy from 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 4 p.m. every fucking Sunday. I have been for 15 years. Actually, in those early years, we were not available from about 10 a.m. until around 7 p.m.
Yes, that's true.
Because, you know, the shows used to be so long and incoherent that we had to break them into 2 days.
It's wild.
You know, meanwhile, fucking, what's his name? Never mind. So, mm-hmm. Republicans did a good thing. You guys ready for the good news?
Yes, please.
So, most of the Republicans did not. Just three. Just three mm-hmm. did something not sinister. But the Republicans have been trying to censure Ilhan Omar.
Right.
And they've been trying for quite a while. So they threw a vote out to the floor. September 17th, House of Representatives narrowly struck down a resolution from Nancy Mace, South Carolina, to censure Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. The measure would have stripped Omar of her committee assignments, rendering her far less powerful as a lawmaker. The vote mm-hmm. ended up being 214 to 213. Joining with Democrats were four Republicans, Mike Flood of Nebraska, Jeff Turd of Colorado, Tom McClintock of California, and Tory Pills of Florida. Mm-hmm. I think I got those names right. Did it sound like I got them right?
They did.
You were close. You were close.
That's pretty close. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. They did a nice thing. They don't get fucking trophies. That's one thing that Democrats do that drives me up a fucking tree is the minute a Republican does the right thing, no matter how bad all their other shit is, they're like, give them trophies and ribbons and dinners and shit.
I know.
Name some awards after them. Oh my God. It's like, shut the fuck up. He's still going to go after gay people just because he didn't go after the Muslim lady.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Have some pride. Literally.
If you want to give the Republicans a trophy, get them to censure Nancy Mace and take her off of committees. How's about that?
Yep.
I'd give a trophy if they deal with Nancy Mace the same way they dealt with that little lying shit they had on there.
You know, they're gonna the problem with Nancy Mace is a problem that has solved itself. It just hasn't finished.
Right.
She's yeah. dropping out to run for governor and she's gonna lose that race.
Yeah.
You know? So she's gone.
She's trying to do as much damage on her way out as she can.
Oh, yeah. But she can go hang out with fucking Louis Gohmert for all I care. Mm-hmm. Let those two... Never mind. Oh, God. Painted a picture. Oh. And by the way, Nancy, if you're going to spend that much money on a boob job, get some ass filler, will you? You look ridiculous.
Yep.
You just... It's just... She's got these huge boobs, and then it is one straight fucking line vertical down the back. And yeah, as a matter of fact, I am talking shit and objectifying you, Nancy. Because you do that every day. I heard you say the T slur the other day, and somebody's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And you're like, I don't fucking care. Well, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got no ass. Just like me. How do you keep your pants up? I use suspenders.
Well, she went and had her gender-affirming care by getting her boob job.
And her face filler.
And her face filler, yes.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of face filler, it was Slim Chickens that we discovered.
Oh!
In Spanish Fork.
Okay, we'll look that one up.
All kinds of really crazy sauces. We loved it, yeah.
I like a crazy sauce.
Yeah.
Like,
anyway,
just a lot of sauces crazy or like actual crazy sauces?
There were some crazy ones. Yeah, different heat levels, different flavors, that like kind of stuff.
Crest and Pepsodent.
Not quite that low.
Okay, that's pretty. I mean, I was going for way crazy.
You're going for insane.
Sanofi, which I am probably saying wrong because it's from out of town. Sanofi is set to offer insulin products at $35 per month for all U.S. patients, which means I'm going to try and switch. But I have a feeling this is for type 1. Let's read on and find out. French drug maker. Mother?
Sanofi?
My mother keeps calling. It's driving me nuts. Sanofi. Their stock designation is Sassy, so we'll just call him Sassy from now.
Just call him Sassy. Yep.
They said on Friday Sassy they would pop. Offer a month's supply of any of its insulin products for $35 to all patients in the U.S. with a valid prescription, regardless of insurance status.
Well, fuck yeah.
Yeah, the program meant for uninsured diabetes patients would now include those with commercial insurance or even Medicare. That's one of the things that I don't know if you've noticed or tried to use a coupon card when you're buying stuff before, but they always ask, are you on Medicare or Medicaid? Because we don't offer cheap drugs to people on Medicare and Medicaid. It's really nice. So the French have once again come to the rescue of the United States.
Well, if naturally.
If you're wondering what I'm talking about, go back and read. Have someone read to you about the Revolutionary War. Because guess what? We were losing our asses off until France showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was ugly. It was ugly. But yeah, this is great news. This is delightful news. You know, I don't know that it's going to affect me unless the insulin company I use or am forced to use, because that's what my doctor has me on, I can maybe get him to change. I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe someday, if I can ever afford to fucking copay. But but yeah, $35 a month in America? Bravo. So it'll end up being $70 a month because Trump is going to throw a 100% tariff on all foreign prescriptions, medications.
Of course he is.
Yep.
Because remember when he promised to lower drug prices? And then we find out that his idea of lowering drug prices was to make every other country in the world that has told drug companies, no, we're not paying that for your drugs. He said, no, you have to raise your drug prices so that they'll lower our drug prices. And I'm like, just tell them they have to lower their drug prices too.
This is how you bankrupt a casino.
Yeah, this is exactly how you bankrupt a casino. So he's made that. So he's done that. And now because Sanofi is over here going, oh, well, we'll just sell it for $65 to every American. And he's like, no, you won't. I'm charging 100% tariff on your drugs.
Hey, $70 a month for insulin is still less than I pay for my Lantus.
No shit.
Yep. So that's where we're at. I could probably get insurance again in November. That's if they haven't shut down the ACA marketplace yet. So we'll see.
Not yet.
Yeah, we'll see. And then our last piece of good news for this episode, Huntington's disease has been successfully treated for the first time. One of the cruelest and most devastating diseases, Huntington's, has been successfully treated. The disease runs through families, relentlessly kills brain cells, and resembles a combination of dementia, Parkinson's, and motor neuron disease. Jesus. An emotional research team became tearful as they described how the data shows that the disease was slowed by 75% in patients. It means that the decline you would normally expect in 1 year would take 4 years. That's how math works. This is me listening, not talking to my regular audience. This is me talking to the Republicans that are, you know, looking to dish to get me arrested for being Antifa. I'm a lieutenant colonel in Antifa, you know.
It's true.
I'm having an idea. It's a bad time for an idea. I'll launch this in a couple of weeks, but I have a feeling that if I, you know what? No, I'm off Adderall. I'm not going to have any motivation to follow through with this idea come tomorrow. I'm going to be lucky not to shit myself tomorrow.
I was like, you're going to forget about it in the next 5 minutes.
Forget about what?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, it's that time of the show, folks, where I look at you with a grin on my face, and you know it's a knowing grin. You can tell I'm thinking something. You can see a twinkle in my eye, a sparkle on my tooth, the one I wash or scrub really, really good with the whitener so that it does that in the sunlight. You know, you can tell. You can tell that I'm up to something. Oh, it's probably naughty. Yeah, I'm sure it is. We're going over to Patreon right now. Patreon.com/DFN Media, D-E-F-E-N Media. Every week that we record, we put special content behind the paywall over there. What does the paywall mean? It's dirt cheap. I swear to God, it's so cheap. It is so cheap that there are things I still won't say behind the paywall because it's so cheap to get into it. You know what I mean? So I'm not hurtful on there as often as I used to be. Because, you know, people could pay for a month, listen to the episode about them, and go, oh, motherfucker. Anyway, that's where we're going to be. We're going to be over at Patreon. But in the meantime, hang in there. Keep making the phone calls. Keep sending the letters. Keep being a pain in the ass. Be an irritant. The more you're an irritant, the more things get done. Okay? All right. JC, thank you.
You're welcome, America.
Tiffany, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate having you here. You, listener, thank you very much. Hope you join us over on Patreon. In the meantime, it's time for us all to do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/DFN Media. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.